Courtyard entrance, Teth Monastery.
Sir? I hear you, Korik. Just checking you're still with us.
Rex hadn't moved since the mad-eyed Sep female had finished with him. His chance would come, and he'd know when he saw it. He lay where Ventress had finally thrown him, slumped against a wall, working his way through all the comm channels he could access from his helmet systems. Then, starting again, in case he happened to find one that wasn't being blocked at that moment. As soon as the GAR comm center neutralized a SEP jamming signal, the SEPs would rush to change it again. If he kept trying, he might get lucky and find a window.
I'm fine, Sergeant.
He suspected she'd broken his ribs. When he breathed, it hurt enough to make him bite his lip.
I'd never hit a woman, but she'll be the first when I get a chance. I've never been called a lickspittle Jedi lackey before. I rather liked naive cannon fodder myself.
Droids didn't seem to realize that clone helmets were soundproofed when sealed, so he could chat freely with his men. Maybe droids judged by their own limitations. He'd never worked out why droids needed to talk aloud instead of just silently transmitting machine code to one another, but that probably said more about the beings who built them than the droids. Funny, one side in this war was making droids more like men, and the other was making men more like droids.
I thought she'd like you, what with the same haircut and everything,
Korik said.
Maybe I should have taken my helmet off and shown her. So she's a Jedi of some kind? Sith, or a dark adept. Red lightsaber is a giveaway, apparently. What's the difference? Membership subscription, maybe? It all hurts the same, though.
Rex was more interested in pragmatic issues.
I'm still not getting any clear comm channels. Me neither, sir.
Rex began at the top of the frequency list again, lingering on each for a moment and straining to hear some stable audio before moving on. As he listened, he watched droids clearing a path through the debris from the door. Four others stood nearby in the courtyard itself, making a token effort to guard all that was left of Torrent Company. The scale of Rex's losses was threatening to gnaw away at him if he didn't channel that anger into leveling the score. The comm frequencies were still white noise and bursts of static.
What use are we going to be to them?
He had a pretty good idea what Ventress was going to do to them, if only to vent her spleen because she couldn't get her hands on a Jedi. Boy, whatever they'd done to her buddy had really bent her out of shape. He'd already made up his mind that he'd rather die fighting than wait for her to kill him slowly, and he wasn't going to let her get his men either. He'd shoot them himself before he'd let that happen.